101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on the final few minutes of fall. Winter officially arrives after 9 p.m. tonight, but a beautiful start to the day, really cloudy and 50 degrees here. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Yes, indeed. Fundraising still goes on up until Christmas, and the captain joins us via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this morning. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are things
going? We're at the Anderson Building tearing down after Christmas distribution.
Awesome. How did that process go for you?
It went really well. We served almost 100 families, just under 300 children. So we're blessed to have Mitchell Markowitz Construction helping us break down and move back to the Salvation Army.
I know we were going to talk about the bell ringing campaign, but for folks that are not familiar with the distribution period, what are some of the different things that families and children specifically could wind up getting here this week?
Oh, they get anything from bikes to toys to clothes, you know. And, you know, it's like whatever. It's completely at the family's discretion. You know, what they, from the angel tree, you know, what they buy that child. But it's amazing how many children actually receive what they wished for. So, although we did kind of limit it not to, like, PlayStations and computers.
Understood.
I had to mark those off.
So, were there a lot of gifts to choose from? Was there a lot of stuff there?
Yeah, and then our toy drives. Of course, we did have about 10 angel tree tags that did not get adopted this year. But with the toy drive from the American Legion and the that Delane, is that right? Delane Drive toy drive, then that helps us to provide for those tags that didn't get picked up as adopted.
Okay. Well, Captain Haddon, let's talk a little bit about the bell ringing campaign, because it got active, obviously, with Real Estate Wednesday here a couple of weeks back, rolling right into the Badges United and the Lions Club. And then you had a major announcement that weekend, too, with the special matching activities that really got put together with a number of local businesses helping to drive that along.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So that just really is what helped make our goal this year. So after tonight, we shall have made our goal. It got off to a really slow start. So I was really nervous about it, but Badges United with the Lions Club was an absolutely amazing weekend, and that brought in, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 for us, and that just kind of helped give it a boost in the arm. And then we were able to get Mitchell and Markowitz Construction and Modern Air and Sutherland's all be a daily kettle match. And so that's about $1,000. We're asking businesses, you know, like, is there able to give $1,000 to match a kettle for a day? And, those businesses came forward. And so then that has just really, that's really what made our goal for us, is the matches.
And what, again, was your goal, Miley?
40,000.
Well, nicely done.
Wow, well
That's
done.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year it was 30, and we had a weekly kettle match of 1,000 and 5,000 if we made our goal. And so then that made us 40,000 last year. So whatever your goal, whatever you actually earn the year before becomes your next year's kettle goal. So if we go above 40,000 this year, then that's what it'll be next year. But I'm super excited. So, like I say, after tonight's kettles, which have been really good. You know, kettles start off just kind of small, yeah. But this last week they've been really good. And thanks to one of our bell ringers, Jeff Tape, out at Walmart every night, he's been awesome. I mean, his kettles have been really good. So through the weekend, we're going to celebrate. If we make a goal tonight, which I'm pretty confident we will, then tomorrow we'll just give out a big thank you. And then Saturday, the last day of bell ringing, my advisory board bell rings for us out at Walmart. And so then we'll do a big celebration and thank you to the community.
Well, reason to party, I think. Yes,
indeed. Yes, it is.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Well, way to close out strong, Captain Haddon. That's great news here this morning.
Yeah, yep. And, just super, super thankful to Emporia and everyone that donated.
All right, well, Captain Haddon, what is, ahead for you now? I mean, hitting goal, maybe I should reset that question and ask you really what the needs are in the community here getting now through the holidays into the very early part of next year. What are the needs that you're seeing, and are they increased from, past months recently?
Yeah. So there's always a need in our food pantry, and that increases. We also did commodities yesterday. So we had teams working here at the Anderson Building with distribution and at the Salvation Army giving out food donations. It's been a super busy week, but the need is always high. And then again, you know, people will continue to come to us with winter clothing and such, so that, you know, and we can usually give them a voucher to the thrift store, to be able to get any basic needs like that. And again, our case management is important, you know, to provide and meet the needs for people. And that's homeless prevention, utility assistance.
Understood. Okay. Captain Haddon, what's ahead for you here the next week and a half? You get a chance to breathe a little bit?
A little bit. I'm actually going to get to go to home to Oregon to be with my family. I have children that live all over the country, Texas, California, Washington, and very rarely do we all get to go home together for the holidays. So they're all going to be there this next weekend, and so I'll get to spend a few days with each one of them before they all go back home, and I have a quiet New Year's.
Well, that's great.
Outstanding.
That's what Christmas is all about. Well, Captain Haddon, great job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much, Emporia. Absolutely, and thank you guys for all your support.
Glad to do it. Good to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon, a happy Captain Haddon here this morning, and for good reason.
Absolutely. Really nice to report that, and we'll be very happy to put those stories together here.